How far is it legitimate to suspend civil liberties in order to protect the state from plot or terrorism? And I think what's kind of moving about it in a way is that the Romans didn't get that sorted out. They were as puzzled as we are. We don't know. You know, when the British government decides to eradicate, that's another kind of horrible euphemism, eradicate a British citizen fighting in Syria for so-called ISIS, we still have debates about whether that was a legitimate thing to do. And I think anybody who thinks that they've got it sorted is kidding themselves.
The thing is, we don't often debate them with reference to what happened in ancient Rome, and perhaps we should. Are there lessons to be learned, or is that too simplistic?
I think in some ways it's a bit simplistic. I mean, I think people are always wanting, or classicists like me are always wanting to show that there are real lessons to be learned from the Romans. They're never quite as simple as people would like to make out. We're living in a very, very different world. But I think what there is in Roman history, it's a kind of consciousness-raising device. You know, as we read Cicero, as we think about the conundrums and the puzzles that they faced, we can learn to think about our own difficulties and conflicts, I think, rather more deeply. I mean, it's true, we don't usually refer to Cicero when we talk about issues of terrorism. It is still striking to me that the very first words of Cicero's first speech, in which he denounced Catiline, quousque tandem, how long, Catiline, will you go on abusing our patience? Those words are still used in political debate.
Wait, really?
Ted Cruz used them to attack Obama.
One of the things that they grappled with so much in the Roman Empire, which is such a contemporary issue for us too, it seems to me, is issues about power and the limits of power. You know, the fact that we even have conversations today about tyranny, about dictators. I mean, in some ways, didn't that conversation begin with the ancient Romans?
Yes, and you know, the assassination of Julius Caesar, who made himself notoriously dictator for life, and dictator's a Roman word, is the most famous political assassination of all time. You know, that in a sense the model of political killing.
We know that story from Shakespeare, of course, which is probably the version most of us sort of have in the back of our minds, but what actually happened?
Well, it was much even messier than the way Shakespeare tells it. You got a group of dissidents, actually friends of Caesar, Brutus and Cassius, who become the lead players in Shakespeare's play. They claim to feel that the power of Caesar has got so great that the only way out, even though they are his friends, the only way out is to kill him. Now, actually, what is always rather unsettling about the murder of Caesar is that they succeed in their aim of getting rid of the dictator. But what happens is that there's a period of, well, more than 10 years of civil war, and the outcome of that is one-man rule established in Rome permanently. So they get rid of the dictator, but they don't destroy that kind of autocracy that they had in their sights.
Mm. They get, in fact, more of what they wanted to get rid of. But did they debate much about the assassination of Julius Caesar? Whether, you know, were they asking themselves the question, can assassination be ethical?
Yes, and it looks pretty clear, and again, this comes out in Shakespeare, it looks pretty clear that a lot of the people of Rome also felt that Caesar had been wrongly killed. Mm. Now, whether they felt he'd been wrongly killed because they actually supported what he was doing, because he was a pretty populist dictator, or because actually assassination was not the way of solving problems, we don't really know, but there's a lot of people on Caesar's side in the immediate aftermath.
And the assassination was very public, right?
Yeah, it was in the Senate House, and it was also very messy. I think we tend to forget that assassinations, well, they're often messy even now, but they were particularly so in the ancient world. You know, you can't take a sniper shot from, you know, 50 foot away. You have to get up.